All right, now this prophecy against Jeroboam is to be fulfilled. God has said to him in verse 8, he rent the kingdom away from the house of David, and he gave it thee, and yet thou hast not been as my servant David, who kept my commandments, and who followed me with all his heart. Do that only which was right in mine eyes. David becomes the standard, you see, for the kings from now on in both northern and southern kingdom. This man didn't even measure up, and God's going to set him aside, and God did. And what happened? Well, we're told that Jeroboam died, and the child that he was to bear, that is his wife, why, the little child died. And then we're told, verse 18, they buried him, and all Israel mourned for him, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by the hand of his servant Ahijah the prophet. Ahijah denounced him, you know, and that the child would not live. Now we're told in verse 19, and the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, how he warred and how he reigned, and behold, they're written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. And the days which Jeroboam reigned were 22 years. He slept with his fathers, and Nadab, his son, reigned in his stead. Well, you'd think things would be better over there in the southern kingdom with Rehoboam. Well, we have no reason to believe it, because it was not any better. And God permitted that Shishak, king of Egypt, he came up against Jerusalem, and he took away the treasures of the house of the Lord, the treasures of the king's house, and even took away all shields of gold which Solomon made, and King Rehoboam made in their stead brazen shields, and committed them unto the hands of the chief of the guard, which kept the door of the king's house. Oh, Rehoboam, he's beginning to go down, but he's keeping up a front. When the golden shields are taken by the king of Egypt, he substitutes brazen shields. Then you have the death of Rehoboam, and we are told there was civil war. Verse 30, and there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all their days. And now we have the death of Rehoboam, slept with his fathers. And there's something here we'll call attention to next time, and we're told Abijam his son reigned in his stead.